And sports, well, there's not a lot to talk about. There's some to talk about. The New York Mets reportedly are considering the Pittsburgh former general manager, Zach Scott, for the GM job. You know, what's interesting about this is the Mets, since they finished the 2021 season in third place in the NL East, are seeking a new general manager to help turn the team around from pretender to contender, and they're interviewing candidates. One of the candidates they're interviewing, according to a tweet from a National Baseball League reporter for the Washington Post, the Mets have tabbed Adam Crommie as a candidate for the open GM position. Now, in typical Met fashion, this isn't your typical candidate. He worked with the Washington Nationals from 2007 until 2017, when he decided to leave the game and practice law. He's been doing that in the Pittsburgh area for the last 4 years. While a part of the Nationals organization, he had a number of different titles, including assistant GM, prior to his departure. Of course, the New York GM spot has been in flux since Zach Scott was busted for driving while intoxicated and then fired. Now, this guy was a lawyer. I would think that if he's going to take the job, he's going to obviously want a lot of money, a pricey retainer. 5 straight years the Mets have missed the postseason. 5 consecutive years. Now, we make fun of the Yankees, and I'm a Yankee fan, but they make the postseason. They just don't win the World Series lately, like we are used to. But didn't happen. Didn't happen. So now, we'll see what happens with the Mets. Let's go to the NBA and some games that were played yesterday. See if we had teams locally that were playing. I'm pretty sure we did. Just have to bring this up here. The Bucks beat the Knicks 112-100 yesterday. The Celtics over the Raptors 104-88. And that's what I have. Now, today, any local team playing? No. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Hornets. The Bucks take on the Celtics. The Nets take on the Pelicans. That is the NBA story. Let's switch over and go to the National Hockey League. Teams that played yesterday. No local teams played yesterday. Now, today, the Islanders take on the Devils. And the Bruins take on the Oilers. That is today. Coming up tomorrow, any local teams in action? No. Coming up on Saturday, the Bruins take on the Devils. The Rangers take on the Blue Jackets. And that's the way the schedule looks for tomorrow. Now, tonight is Thursday night, and that means Thursday night football. Our NFL week begins tonight. And tonight, you'll have the 6-2 Ravens going up against the 2-7 Dolphins. Now, this has every indication of being a terrible game. But in the NFL this year, it's really hard to tell. Terrible teams beat good teams, it seems, a lot. I don't think it'll happen tonight, but one never knows. Sunday games coming up this weekend. The Bills are at the Jets, the Buccaneers at Washington, the Falcons at the Cowboys, Saints at the Titans, the Jaguars at the Colts, the Lions at the Steelers, the Browns at the Patriots, the Vikings at the Chargers, Panthers at the Cardinals, the Eagles take on the Broncos, the Seahawks take on the Packers, and the Chiefs will take on the Raiders. And then Monday Night Football, the Rams against the 49ers. The New York Giants have their bye week this week. So that's how that all stands. And that is a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.